Now, let's talk about the so-called sugar tax. Look, in Australia, we've been taxing products like cigarettes and alcohol for years and years and years. But should we be taxing sugary drinks? Now, apparently around 1/3 of Aussies drink about a can of soft drink a day. That places us in the top 10 soft drink consuming nations in the world. Now, joining me to talk about how a sugar tax might actually work and how it could help address our obesity crisis in Australia is public health lawyer Alexandra Jones from the George Institute of Global Health. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what are the impacts of all this sugar we're consuming? What's it doing to us health-wise?
Well, look, Australians are definitely eating too much sugar. On average, we're eating about 60 grams or something like 15 teaspoons a day.
15 teaspoons?
Of added sugars. And some of us, teenage boys, for example, are eating on average 22 teaspoons a day, so much more. And the World Health Organization recommends that we only have about 13, so about less than that, and about half or six would be the best for our health. So if you think about it like this, if you have one 600ml bottle of Coke, that's 16 teaspoons. And if you drink that in your lecture, you've already maxed out your limit for the day without touching anything else. So this kind of sugar is linked to type 2 diabetes, liver disease, dental problems, of course, and obesity. And one in four of us are obese now, 2/3 of us are overweight. But it's not just about the weight. You could gain 6 kilos a year if you had a can of soft drink every day. But even if you managed to stay slim, your type 2 diabetes risk would have gone up 22%.
That's an interesting stat. I didn't know about that. 22% increase just from a can of soft drink a day.
Yeah. And it's also really expensive. Obesity costs our society over $8 billion a year.
Wow. In what? Where's that cost coming from?
I think there's the health costs as well as things like lost productivity from illness. So there's a broad range of costs.
And so clearly these sugary drinks we're identifying as the major way we're getting that excess sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So what would a tax on soft drinks look like? Like how would it work? How much more expensive would, say, a 600ml Coke become? How would we go about doing this?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I can explain just a bit. So the sugar tax is the catchphrase, but what we are really talking about is a more narrow tax on sugary drinks. So things like the soft drinks, energy drinks and sports drinks, which I think are particularly sort of tricky because many of us think that they're healthy, but really they're also just a totally unnecessary source of sugar in our diet. And so they are the biggest single source of these sugars. And the other thing about these drinks and why we might want to single them out is that they offer no other nutritional benefits. So there's no need for them in our diets. So even compared to like a cake or a muffin, you can't argue that there's really anything redeeming in there.
Wow.
And there's nothing to fill us up. So your brain doesn't register the kilojoules in them. And we don't really think of them often as a treat. So we just eat them on top of everything else we're already going to eat.
Okay.
And then why we might want to tax them is that we know that prices influence consumption. And you hinted that when you talked about alcohol and tobacco. But we're also already using this in food, so you might not know, but the GST doesn't apply to fresh fruit and vegetables, for example. And few people would argue that that's a bad thing because I think intuitively we know it helps us to make better choices in the supermarket. It's just one factor, but it's a small thing. So we use taxes on tobacco really well. Now we can predict, you know, if we put the price up by a certain percent, we can pretty much predict how much consumption is going to go down.
Mm.
And we could do the same with sugary drinks. They sort of signal that it's not a usual product, so it discourages you from purchasing. And then the money that is raised from people who continue to buy it can be used to offset things like the health costs. Other countries are already doing this. So Mexico, the UK, many Pacific Island countries are doing it.
And is it working over there?
Yeah. Well, Mexico's had it for the longest. So they introduced it in 2014. They are really one of the biggest consumers, especially soft drinks, in the world.
I've had Mexican Coke. It's really nice. Like, I can understand why. Sorry, go on.
That's fine.
Digression.
The results there are really promising. So cool. they put a 10% tax, which many people think is actually less than what we need to have make a difference, but they have already over 2 years seen about 7% a year decrease. And there's a variety of ways that we could do it. So the UK is getting one next year and they've got a staggered tax and it's based on the amount of sugar in the drink. The purpose of that is to encourage companies to cut the sugar down to avoid the tax. And you'll see that, for example, Iron Brew, which I think is a weird drink they have in Ireland.
Scotland.
They've already announced that they're going to cut the sugar in that drink by half.
They could do that and still have a lot of sugar in that drink. It's remarkable. Yeah.
So I think the thing to say is that it's not going to be a silver bullet. Like tobacco, we have packaging, advertising bans, we restrict where you can buy it. But a sugar tax could be a simple and powerful next step to address obesity.
And what do we do with the money that we raise from it? Where does that go?
Look, it's difficult technically to say that the money from any tax in Australia would go to something specifically. It goes to the government. But at the same time, the support for a tax is definitely highest if the government says that it's going to use these things to do something about health. So it could make other foods, healthier foods, cheaper. It could put it into the health system. It could run health promotion programs.
Okay. Now, look, one of the great counter-arguments is, of course, the libertarian, we should be allowed to do whatever we feel like. That's a ridiculous argument. I won't even address it. It's absurdist. But what about, some people pointed out that Queensland's sugar industry might take a hit out of this.
Look, I think we should expect, absolutely, that both the big soda companies and the sugar industry are going to complain about this. They say, on the one hand, that it won't work. And on the other hand, they say, oh, it's going to cost us lots of money and we're going to lose jobs. I think the thing about the sugar industry that we should know is that 85 or around at least 80% of sugar that's grown in Australia is exported to overseas. And then if you look at the remaining amount, that goes to all the sugar, so, you know, stuff we buy in packets, and then all the products. So the actual amount of sugar that goes into sugary drinks and that would be taxed would be a pretty small percentage of these farmers' income.
That's very much worth noting. Alexandra, thank you very much. We will leave it there. Really appreciate your time on this.
Thanks.
Alexandra Jones there, public health lawyer with the George Institute of Global Health. Let's talk about sugar tax, the so-called sugar tax. Let's be honest, it's not actually. Yeah, anyway, sweet drinks. Tweet us up your thoughts on @2SER. How do you feel about this? Do you think we should be taxing it the same way we do alcohol and tobacco? Is it just a natural next step for health in Australia, or is it one step too far? Interested to know what you think.